I'm standing on the side of a mountain road, trying to avoid a steady stream of heavy truck traffic. Acres of freshly cut tree stumps stretch out in front of me.
This is up here in Tyodotten State Forest, and you're looking at some of the impacts associated with forest fragmentation.
That's Kevin Heatley. He lives in Lycoming County and has come to these woods for years to hike. He's an ecologist by trade who's concerned about what he's seeing. It's called forest fragmentation. It occurs when human development crisscrosses the landscape, carving up large swaths of contiguous forest into smaller pieces.
Everything from the noise and the traffic to the lighting, to the pad placements, to the pipeline construction, to the road expansion. This is all industrial infrastructure. It's inherently incompatible with sustainable forest management.
Healy notes the U.S. Geological Survey has found most of the disturbance in this county from gas drilling is happening in sensitive ecosystems known as core forests.
And that is forest next to forest.
It's very different from so-called edge habitats. That's forest next to something else, like a grassy field or a suburban home. Core forest is rarer, and it's home to species that don't do well near people. Margaret Brittingham is a professor at Penn State who's also studied forest fragmentation. She says when core forest is lost, so are the host of important services its plant and animal species provide.
Insect control, climate control, water purification, that you can go on and on. Recreation, aesthetics.
Currently, Pennsylvania has roughly 2 million acres of public forest land. About a third of it is available for oil and gas development.
We are probably currently one of the largest and more active drillers in state forest lands in Pennsylvania.
Rob Bulware is a spokesman for Seneca Resources. He says his company works to minimize forest fragmentation. For example, it tries to use existing roads instead of building new ones. And he points out other industries cut down plenty of trees, too.
If it is a concern, and there are people who will debate and evaluate this, it's a concern for all activity that we are engaged in as humans, and not just the activity that's being engaged in through the oil and gas industry.
But the gas industry is helping to push a new measure that may lead to more forest fragmentation. Drillers are backing a controversial bill that would limit the authority of state agencies to designate endangered species. Bulware argues it's a matter of consistency for businesses. For example, he says companies are sometimes required to conduct expensive and duplicative wildlife surveys before they can begin drilling.
These are little things that companies are looking for that would be cost savings for each individual. And that's what you don't have with the current system.
Republican State Representative Jeff Pyle of Armstrong County is the bill's sponsor. He says the agencies involved in endangered species designations, like the Game Commission, shouldn't hinder economic development.
The problem we have is our missions are conflicting. Their mission is to protect the game species of Pennsylvania. And me as a legislator, part of my mission is to make sure my people don't see widespread unemployment.
Meanwhile, the State Department of Conservation and Natural Resources, which is charged with overseeing public forest land, has spent 4 years and about $8 million on a monitoring program to examine how gas drilling is affecting the forest. To date, none of that information has been made public, but the agency expects to release the initial report in the next few months. Marie Cusick, State Impact Pennsylvania, Lycoming County.